Perek of Shkol Mishnah Dalid. We mentioned the first mission that there were 13 tables, and now we're going to describe what they were. There were 13. Shmoyne Shel Shayish, the Beit HaMitzvachayim. In the northern side of the Azara, there were 8 made out of tables made out of Shayish, made out of marble. That over there, they would clean out the animals, chop them up. Shalei Madichim and Kovayim, they'd wash out the innards of the animals. Shnayim B'Marev HaKevesh, the 2 to the west of the ramp, going up to the Mizbeach, Echad Shel Shayish Shel Kesef. One was made out of Shayish, marble, and one was made out of silver. So Shayish, how you know them as a varim, that they would put the limbs of the animal as they were organizing themselves to set it up on the mizbech, they would temporarily put it on that table. So Kesef, the silver vessels that were needed to be used would be put there till they would be used. Shnayim Ba'ulam Mibisnim Shel Peser Abayis, the 2 in the anteroom of the Beit HaMikdash. Echad Shel Shayish, Echad Shel Zav, one made out of marble, one made out of gold. Shel Shayish, now using the lechem panim b'knis also. When they bring in the lechem panim before they set it up on the shulchan, they put it on this table that was made out of marble. The Shel Zav, you see, also when they take out the lechem at the end of the week, before they would take it out, they would remove it from the shulchan and set it up on this golden table. And in the meantime, we set up the shulchan. Shemayon the kodesh lemer reed, and we always go up in kedusha. So if you brought it in on a shayish and a marble table, you would afterwards put it, and afterwards you put it on a golden table, you remove from the golden table and put it on another golden table. As a shalzav mibisnim, shalvechem aponim tamir. And the 13th one was the famous shulchan, which was the one which the lechem aponim would be put on.